This portion is brought to you by the Lorain Metropolitan Housing Authority, an equal housing opportunity provider. And joining us this morning is the Executive Director, Homer Verdon. Good morning, Homer.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. It's always interesting to see different things that are happening into the community. What are some of the things that the Lorain Metropolitan Housing Authority is responsible for?
Well, we're responsible for providing low-income housing to the citizens of Lorain County. We have about 1,600 units of actual housing bricks and mortar and about 3,000 vouchers that are we administer here in Lorain County.
How do the vouchers work?
Okay. The vouchers, folks apply for the vouchers when they place on a waiting list. When their name comes up on the waiting list, they're given a voucher. The person can take the voucher anywhere in Lorain County that they can find affordable housing. The landlord then executes a contract with the housing authority, and we pay about 30. The tenant pays about 30% of their income, and we pay the rest to the landlord each month.
So these are outside actual LMHA facilities.
Right. These are the vouchers with landlords that own the residence, so they're privately owned structures by someone else. We just are simply providing some rental assistance to them.
You mentioned a waiting list. Any idea how long people might have to wait?
Unfortunately, for the demand exceeds the supply. With the Housing Choice Voucher Program, the waiting list is actually closed. And probably, I'm going to say within a year to 18 months before I would see it opening again. At that point, and generally we're receiving between 2,000 to 3,000 vouchers when we open up the waiting list. Some communities like Cleveland and Toledo, they've received just astronomical numbers when they've opened up the waiting list, which reflects the economy and the recession that we've went through.
This morning you're here to talk about something called the VASH program related to veterans. And Craig, I did some research. I found out what VASH means because it's involved with the VA or, you know, it's military. There's always kind of acronyms with that. Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing is the VASH program. Tell me about this and how it relates to things in Lorain.
Okay. The VASH program, we have 117 vouchers, and HUD had an initiative in December for what they call it Homes for the Holidays for Veterans. And so they were attempting to house as many vets as they could during the holidays. And that program continues, and there are still vouchers available. Folks should contact the Veterans Administration, and they can refer them over for assistance. This program, you know, we definitely want to get our vets off the street and into homes, as you know, they're a very deserving population.
Is there a waiting list for this program as well, or do you know?
Not as long as they seem to be able to move the vouchers around to accommodate the homeless vets. So it's actually finding the folks that are in need of assistance.
When you're dealing with these homeless veterans, our heroes, what ages are they typically? Is it a wide range, or how would you describe it?
I'm going to say a wide range. Typically, though, I would say probably the 30 or 40 year old that we're finding usually is a homeless vet.
Sometimes they'll come back from war, and the home circumstances don't work out for them, and that's how sometimes they'll find themselves without a place to live.
Right. These individuals, they have challenges, and the Veterans Administration, in addition to referring them for housing, provides supportive services to them to make sure that they're successful once they are placed in housing.
And again, the starting point for that is to contact Veteran Affairs and then be referred over?
Right. Or they can contact our office at Kansas Avenue, that we will then see that they're placed with the Veterans Administration so they can receive the services that they need.
Anything else new at LMHA?
Yeah. Yes, we're excited about our development initiatives that we've began a new initiative in South Lorain at 30th and Vine. We're in the process of replacing a building that was lost to fire about 3 years ago. And it's sort of the prototype for the rest of the development that will occur within that area. We're looking to actually replace about 108 units. So this prototype is green. It is designed there'll be designs for ADA, one of the units. It will be designed for families, as they call it, visibility. As we look to make that, we want to have a community that's connected and walkability so that the folks can get the services. So we're really excited about being able to reinvent housing in the South Lorraine there.
What prompted something like this to be done?
Actually, the fire. We had a fire about 3 years ago, and we talked about, well, do we just replace the building that was there? And the board wanted to do a strategic plan. And so we went about doing a strategic plan, and a firm, City Architecture, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, sort of led that initiative with prototype drawings. And so we actually have the prototype unit that's going to go up. So out of a bad situation, something very good has come, and, you know,
it allows you to sort of not reinvent, but think of something in a different way, I guess, than it had been before.
Yes, yes. And you know, models change. Trying to create units that are viable, that are vibrant. No longer, I used to call them the Velveeta cheese boxes. Public housing didn't have any flavor or character. It was just very generic. So to create something that's an asset to the community.
That creates pride in the people that live there as well, and that kind of...
Right. It raises their self-esteem, and also it spurs some development, hopefully, within the community, that if we do our part, then the rest of the community will follow.
Right. Sounds really good. Our guest this morning has been Homer Verdon, Executive Director for the Lorraine Metropolitan Housing Authority, getting information about the VASH program as well as what's new. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming in here.